You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's the Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100. Hope you're having a good Monday. We are going to jump into a trending report. Man, it's going to be hot this week. Low to mid 90s every day. Do you like that or do you not? Are you a hot weather guy?
Yeah, I like the hot weather. I'm fine with it. Although, once you start getting over 90, it gets a little too hot.
Too much.
It'll be snowing soon. Don't worry about it.
You're an 81 degree day kind
right
of guy,
in there. Yeah, you know. That's nice.
What's trending? The number of coronavirus cases surging in many parts of the country. And you hear a lot of people say second wave. And the experts are now shaking their heads saying, no. This is actually not a second wave. It's still part of the first wave. In other words, we haven't even gotten out of the first mess yet.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the second one yet. We have not solved the first one. And that's the thing with Americans. We are a very impatient lot.
Yeah, we want to get back out there, don't we?
Yeah. So that's going on. A new study found that almost half of people who are infected do not have any visible symptoms. Remember when this thing first was breaking in the news and they were talking about how dangerous this was because people could be asymptomatic. They could be walking around with it and not know it. Mm-hmm. That's what makes this so dangerous. And they think now that it could be as many as half.
Oh, my gosh.
So you've got it. You're just not displaying any symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
You're just walking around coughing and breathing on everybody else.
Stop
because you
breathing
think you're
on
fine.
Me.
Yeah. And they say this is why, and the experts are saying, really, please, people, please, we know you want to be really the coolest kid in school, but it is important to wear your mask. Not for you, but for everybody else.
Yep.
Well, and for
do the right thing.
What are the most essential businesses that people have labeled during the pandemic? They went with the U.S. Postal Service as number one. Why do you think that is?
They like getting those coupon mailers that come with all the stack of coupons. Yeah.
What's that one called? The Valpak?
The Valpak. Yeah. Love the Valpak.
Number two was Clorox.
Sure.
Funny. Okay, that's self-explanatory. Google number three, UPS number four, and Walmart number five. I was thinking it might be something like, you know, Facebook. Facebook barely made the top 100.
Good. Sick of
I've
Facebook.
Had it up to here with Facebook. I can't help it. I've had it up to here.
I know.
The latest products to sell out during the pandemic are bicycles. They say because so many outdoor things have been closed down, they're starting to reopen now. But because they have, apparently everyone wanted to start biking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm biking, you know. And they wear those outfits that make them look like they're on the American
sleek,
professional cycling
real tight,
team.
Aerodynamic. Yeah. I want a bike. I'm looking to get one. It's funny. I looked up, like last week, Josh was in here and we were looking up bikes. And now, since then, every other ad on Facebook
right.
and Instagram
yeah.
and Google, it's all mm-hmm. bike ads now. It's the funniest thing. Like, my gosh, you can't look up anything anymore. And you get bombarded.
You get hounded.
You get sick of it. Like, oh, never mind, I don't want a bike now.
As bad as 2020 has been, and people will always, I think this is one of those things where people will use 2020 as, they'll hold it up as the perfect example of a crappy year.
Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that's been missing from it is an actual apocalypse, an actual end of the world. And now we might get that because that Mayan calendar that haunted us back in 2012 when they said, that's right, the Mayans have predicted the end of the world. Remember, everybody freaked out in December of 2012.
Yeah.
And then January of 2013 rolled around. Everybody just went back with their lives. There's a new scientist who says, wait a minute, we've got it wrong. We actually were using the Gregorian calendar to figure this out, and the Mayans were on the Julian calendar back then,
so
we were off by a few years. He says now the actual end of the world as predicted by the Mayans will be this coming Sunday.
So how's it going to happen?
I don't know. I'm not a Mayan.
Well, like what? Is it just going to
blow up? Ruins, though, which are cool as hell.
Well, yeah. But are we going to get hit with an asteroid, or is the sun going to blow up? Or
I don't know, buddy, but it's the end of days, all right?
They could have at least let us know how it was going to happen.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, I want to know.
Why? Just let it end.
I just want to know what's coming, I guess. You going to get hit like by another planet or something? Is the moon going to break loose?
Like if some pirates had captured you of 300 years ago out on the high seas and they said that they were going to, like, you know, they were going to put you to death at dawn.
Yeah, I want to know how.
Need to know how and worry about
I was going
to
walk the plank, if it was going to be...
A sword.
A sword, yeah.
You know, hanging, throw you to the sharks. You don't want to know.
I want to prepare myself.
How would you prepare yourself?
Well, if it was like sharks, then I could maybe try to think of some techniques or something, or I could kick... Kick a shark.
I can see Jeremy Padgett in the ocean with his techniques for warding off a great white.
Yeah, I'd want to know.
All right, so anyway.
Because if it was like firing squad, wouldn't you want to try to run at some point? If you knew that's what it was, you'd try to break away and run.
From who?
The firing squad.
So they've got you marched out there tied to a post, and you're going to run?
Well, I'd run before I get to the post.
Well, they would just shoot you then.
Yeah, but at least I'd maybe have a chance.
Let me get this straight. In the centuries of firing squads,
yeah.
You're the first person to think up, I'm going to run.
Well, yes. Like, as soon as they come get me out of my cell or something, I'm going to try to bolt.
Nobody's ever thought of that before, you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that, but if I knew ahead of time, I would try to escape.
Been successful?
I don't know the stats on that. Or if it's like a walk the plank thing, you jump really good and then you flip over backwards back onto the ship, and then you make a run for it.
On a ship, you make a run for it.
Yeah, you make your way up to the steering wheel up there, and then you give it a good right turn, and it tosses everybody off.
What else is trending?
Duh. You have something in common with Carson Daly.
Charm and...
Charm. No, Carson and his wife, Siri, they are doing something called sleep divorcing, Dom, which is sleeping in separate bedrooms, which is what you do, you and Gretch.
Yep.
He said it started last fall when his wife was pregnant. He said at that point when she was like really far into her pregnancy, he said at that point we were both pretty good sized humans. We couldn't just sleep, he said. She was a lot of tossing and turning. She wasn't comfortable. He has sleep apnea. He said what they did is they woke up, they shook hands, they said, I love you, but it's time for a sleep divorce. It's going to be the best thing for us. They went to separate rooms. They're sleeping great now. She had her baby a few months ago. They're continuing the trend because he has crazy hours with his other jobs. And his quote is, I don't know if we'll ever sleep together again. It's that good.
I don't anticipate. The only way Gretch and I will sleep in the same room again is if we have so much company at the house that all of the bedrooms are taken.
Right. And then she's forced to be with your hairy, naked body.
What?
Somebody did write in this morning and they said, Dom, what about intimacy? How does that work?
Well, do you actually have to explain that to people?
So
we're talking about
whose
sleeping.
Room do you
we're
go
not
to?
Talking about, well, isn't that fun? You get to.
You isn't know, that
one,
fun?
One person has home
Ding
field
dong.
Advantage.
Who is it?
Right. That's so funny. People are like, oh my God, if you're not sleeping, then how would you ever be intimate? Okay. Remember high school?
I guess they're just saying like you eat dinner and you go off and you don't see each other for the rest of the night. Like you can
literally just
you hear the
pitter
patter of little feet coming down the hall, right?
That's so funny.
Who is it? And that's Dom's voice.
That's funny.
That is
to me.
Funny.
How am I? Oh my God, Dom! How do you ever?
How does intimacy
work? Well,
first
of all, we're married, so it doesn't happen anyway. But otherwise, no. It's just you
make it work.
You make arrangements.
You make arrangements.
You're like, hey, what about Thursday? How does Thursday look for
Let
you?
Let me check my schedule. Yep,
get back with me on that.
I think that'll
Your
work.
Your people can call my people, and we'll.
Yeah. I think that was somebody just looking for you to explain what happened.
Divulge
so they could be like,
circumstances.
Tell me more. I think it might have been one of those emails. Can you give me more detail? What else is going on?
Should have learned that in health class.
Then what happens? Everything else I got is kind of stupid.
Pretty I guess much the whole trending report has been stupid.
In general. This is kind of cool for 90s kids. We got a lot of 90s kids that listen. Do you remember the Tamagotchi electronic pets? Who doesn't?
Vaguely.
They were these little egg-shaped toys that came out of Japan, and they had virtual pets on them, so you could take care of your little chicken or whatever it was. They were huge in the 90s, constantly sold out. I think my sister probably still has hers. Anyway, the Tamagotchi pets are coming back. $60 this time around, though. They come out July 26th. Available at Amazon, Target, Walmart, GameStop, yada, yada, yada. But it's the same shtick. You get this little pet and you virtually raise them. You clean up their poo. You feed them.
How do they poo?
Little virtual digital poo, Dom.
Digital?
They got little digital booties. Yeah. They're fake little animals on the screen and you feed them and then you got to clean up after them afterwards. Or they get sick and blah, blah, blah. So it's a whole thing. This time around, enhanced graphics and color. And then you can connect the toy now to a mobile app to enhance the experience, I guess.
So when you go to the bar, you can take your pet with you. Like those people.
You want
to
see my virtual dog?
Those people.
No, sir, I do not.
Everybody needs to be subjected to my pet.
Right. This, I think, is going to be pretty darn good, though, for parents that don't want to get their kids a pet. Jeremy slowly raises his hand.
Yeah. Reed's not going to go for that.
Sure they will.
You think
they
Reed,
like their devices and his Switch.
Who wants the hamster so badly is going to be happy
he
with
can have
something
a little
on
virtual
a screen.
Pet. I think so. I think it'll be fine. It'll be worth the $60.
Why don't you try pulling up a YouTube video of a hamster and see if he's satisfied
with that? Yeah, but you don't actually get to interact with it. Whereas this, you get to interact with it. You can virtually pet it. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Sometimes. Are we done?
Clickbait. Go to Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. A couple things you need to check out. Speaking of pets, check out the photo and the link to the dog that sits like a human.
So
you will
good.
Straight up LOL at that. And then I also posted a link.
Wait a minute. Before you go on.
What?
When I saw the headline that said it's a dog that sits like a human, I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was going to be a dog sitting with its legs crossed.
Or in
you know,
a chair
like,
or something.
Right.
What I saw was fantastic.
It's so funny that you do need to go to our Facebook page and look at it.
And all the right. look on his little face is like, yeah, what? I'm sitting like a human. The second thing is a link coming out of London. A woman in London decided to redecorate one of the rooms in her house. She started stripping away the wallpaper. And as she peeled back the layers, there was a message behind the wallpaper.
Get out of the house.
But I'm not going to tell you what it is. So that forces you to our Facebook. We'll get lots of clicks. The revenue will keep rolling in. Mm-hmm. And Dom and Jeremy will be on the air for a couple more years.
So you've got to.
So you got to go click it. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy. See
all
how that
that's
works?
That's enough. Yeah, that's enough for today.
How Although does the intimacy play- work?
That is going to be the funniest question of the month.
Well, when a man loves a woman, or a woman loves a woman, and a man
That's
loves
so
a man.
So funny.
Let us explain. All right.